It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. I want to start with an update to a story we talked about this time yesterday related to this week's school shooting in Florida. We shared information from the Anti-Defamation League saying that a leader of a white nationalist group in Florida had claimed that the perpetrator had trained with his organization. The same person made the same claim to media organizations as well, including the Associated Press and the Daily Beast. Since yesterday's show, the white nationalist group leader has walked back that claim, and journalists and law enforcement were unable to confirm a connection between the perpetrator and that organization. Now, after weeks of negotiations aimed at reaching a bipartisan deal on immigration, progress came to a screeching halt yesterday in Congress after four different proposals in the Senate were rejected, with the most promising deal failing to get 60 votes after a veto threat came in from President Trump. That means that, among other things, lawmakers are left without a fix for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, and no clear path forward on comprehensive immigration reform. All sides are now assigning blame. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expressing his displeasure with his Democratic colleagues.
I was hoping we could reach a bipartisan solution that could pass the Senate, pass the House, and earn President Trump's signature. But once again, when the hour came to actually make law, instead of just making political points, our friends across the aisle were either unable or unwilling to get something done.
And here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer with harsh words for President Trump.
Immigration's always a contentious issue. There are intense feelings on both sides of the aisle. If there was ever a time for presidential leadership, this was it. President Trump has failed this test of leadership spectacularly.
So what went wrong in the immigration debate? And with no compromise in sight and a quickly approaching March 5th deadline for Congress to take action on DACA, can lawmakers still get something done? Karthik Ramakrishnan is a professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside, where he serves as associate dean of the School of Public Policy. Karthik, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we'll get into some of the details in a bit, but in a nutshell, what went wrong in the Senate yesterday with four different proposals coming to a vote, none of them getting the 60 votes they needed?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to take a step back and see why we're here in the first place. So the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, was implemented by President Obama, and it's been a program that renews these work authorizations every couple of years for people who meet a stringent set of standards in terms of either being in school or having graduated from high school and meeting a rigid set of criteria, not getting in trouble with the law, et cetera. President Trump announced in September that he would be ending the program starting March 5th. And so in many ways, that's what has triggered this anxiety, not just in Congress, but for hundreds of thousands of immigrants who had gotten relief from deportation, but also importantly, the ability to go to school and to work. And so what happened yesterday was an attempt by Congress, and especially in the Senate, to find something that would provide a fix. Now, the big controversies arose in terms of what other conditions would be attached to it. The bipartisan bill that got the most support would have added funding for border enforcement, so it had two components to it, whereas President Trump was insisting on even more restrictions, including restrictions on legal immigration moving forward. And that got a lot less support. In fact, it didn't even get a majority of support in the Senate, including many of President Trump's Republican colleagues.
So where are DACA recipients now? The courts have blocked implementation of it, but that's not a done deal. What happens next now if Congress doesn't get together on a solution here?
Absolutely. Well, the courts have blocked the expiration of DACA, right? So DACA is still moving along, and the White House is looking to appeal the court's the district court's decision all the way up to the Supreme Court, but that will probably take at least a couple of months to resolve. So in the meantime, those who qualify for DACA will still be able to renew their applications pending resolution by the courts. But what it does is it just leads to a lot of anxiety and uncertainty, and especially for not only for immigrant populations, but also organizations that either employ them or have them as students, right? It creates a lot of uncertainty and anxiety in terms of what will happen to these kids if this program does indeed expire.
If the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, ultimately does let President Trump's order ending DACA go through, does that mean all the people who are brought over into the country illegally as youth, they would be subject to deportation at that point?
Absolutely. It would also mean that they would immediately lose their ability to work. In many states, they would lose access to things like going to college or qualifying for financial aid. It would cause havoc, not only to our economy, but to many institutions where DACA beneficiaries currently work as employees or attend as students. It would also have implications for DACA members who currently serve in the U.S. military. They would no longer be able to work in the U.S. military or as teachers and in other public services.
Karthik Ramakrishnan is with us from the University of California, Riverside. We're looking at immigration, DACA, and the U.S. Senate yesterday, where four separate immigration proposals were ultimately rejected in Senate votes. Karthik, a lot of public opinion polls have shown the public at large is in favor of keeping the DACA recipients in the country, coming up with some kind of solution. The president himself has said at various points he wants Congress to come up with something that keeps them here. A lot of people across the aisle have said this, yet it seems like it's really hard to arrive at a political agreement on this. Why is that?
Yeah, in fact, if you look at then-candidate President Trump has consistently had a soft spot, if you will, according to the perspective of some immigration conservatives, but he's consistently held that there has to be some solution for so-called dreamers, the way he puts it, right? And where the struggle comes in is within the White House itself, there's a tug of war between the likes of Steve Miller and Kelly, Chief of Staff Kelly, and the president. Miller and Kelly have more hardline positions on immigration and are trying to use this moment to cut back on various aspects of immigration, including legal immigration to the United States, with cuts to family visas. So if this were a clean decision just on the DREAM Act or DACA, or if it was a decision that paired DACA with a border wall solution, we would have a bill that would be signed by the president. But the president added additional conditions on the urging of immigration conservatives within the White House and in the U.S. Senate, like Senator Cotton.
And there was a bill in the Senate, as I understand it, that was pretty close to what the White House is looking for, and that got the fewest votes. I think it was 39 in the Senate of any of those four proposals.
Absolutely. But one thing I should note is that even that common sense coalition bill that had only provisions on DACA and the border wall and border security, that was something that President Trump said that he was comfortable with less than six months ago when he met with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. These new additions on cuts to legal immigration is something that's been added over the past couple of months, and that failed spectacularly in the Senate. It got just about 40 votes in the Senate, nowhere near the 54 votes that this common sense coalition measure got in the Senate yesterday.
Now the Senate is done with immigration, at least for the moment. The House is expected, I think, to take up some kind of vote. What are you watching for to happen next after the failure of these four different plans in the Senate?
I think there's a lot of action that's going to be happening in the courts. But I think what we're also going to look for is to see what the American public does. People strongly support a solution to the issue of DACA, to the issue of Dreamers. But the question is, are they going to put any pressure on their elected officials? Those who are affected by the program are certainly doing as much as they can to put pressure on Republicans as well as Democrats to find a solution. But I think public opinion and public support needs to be activated in a much bigger way. And we'll see if that happens. I think images of well, maybe not images, but if there are thousands of recipients who lose their employment status, I think you'll see a lot more concern being expressed and pressure to act in Washington.
Karthik, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Karthik Ramakrishnan is a professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside. He joined us to talk about immigration and where Congress goes from here after the Senate failed to pass any reform plan yesterday.